From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Vice President Mike Pence reaffirmed the Trump administration's support for its embattled Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Speaking after touring a factory in Wisconsin, Mr. Pence said that Mr. Sessions has the full faith and backing of the administration.
President and I have full confidence in the Attorney General. He is a man of integrity. As the president said, he could have answered the question more clearly, but it was clearly unintentional. I think he's corrected the record appropriately.
Sessions admitted that he twice met with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during last year's presidential campaign and had failed to disclose those talks during his Senate confirmation hearing. He also said he would stay out of any investigation into possible Russian tampering with last year's election. President Trump and White House officials also are contending with fallout from meetings the Russian ambassador held at Trump Tower in New York in December. He met with Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and with since-fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. A White House spokeswoman said that the purpose of the meetings was to establish a line of communication. Such meetings are common, and she contended that Kushner also met with representatives of as many as 24 other countries. President Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago retreat in Palm Beach, Florida. The president stopped by a Catholic school in Orlando, Florida, on his way to his estate. He trumpeted the school as an example of parochial schools taking care of disadvantaged children. This is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy for Syria says that a tough but constructive round of talks have concluded in Geneva with an agreement from the conflicting parties to pursue further talks to end the six-year-old war. Speaking to reporters after a long day of meetings, Stefan de Mistura said the parties had agreed to return later in March to discuss four key issues: governance, a draft constitution, elections, and counterterrorism.
The train is ready, is in the station, has got the warming up its engine. Everything is ready. It just needs an accelerator. And the accelerator is in the hands of those who were attending this round.
Meanwhile, in Syria, army units were clearing landmines and explosives left behind by Islamic State militants in the historic town of Palmyra after government troops and allied militiamen recaptured it from the extremists. The United Nations reports that more than 190,000 people, more than half of them children, have fled Mosul, Iraq, since government forces began their offensive in October to retake that city from the Islamic State. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
The United Nations reports a significant increase in the number of people fleeing western Mosul last week as fighting between Iraqi soldiers and Islamic State militants has intensified. It estimates about 30,000 people have become displaced, half of them children. Bastien Vigneault is UN Children's Fund Emergency Coordinator for Mosul Operations in Iraq. Vigneault says the new arrivals describe conditions in Mosul as dire and getting worse. He says they report 1 kilo of rice costs $60. They say food, water, medicine, and fuel are running low. Vigneault says UNICEF, the World Food Program, and UN Population Fund are planning an aid mission to West Mosul this weekend. For security reasons, he says he will not name the neighborhoods where they will go. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tunisia has agreed to speed up acceptance of 1,500 citizens whose asylum applications were rejected by Germany. The agreement was announced as German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with Tunisia's President Essebsi on Friday. It comes after a Tunisian national drove a truck into a Christmas market in Berlin last year, killing 12 people and injuring dozens of others. And Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says improvements in employment and rising inflation mean an interest rate increase will likely be appropriate later this month. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.